This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israeli troops rescued hostages early Monday from a building in the southern Gaza city of Rafah, as Israel seems to be preparing to enter Rafah on the border with Egypt, where 1.4 million Palestinians have taken refuge. Linda Gradstein reports for VOA.
Israeli Special Forces troops rescued two hostages from the southern Gaza city of Rafah, close to the border with Egypt. The hostages had been held on the second floor of a building in Rafah. In heavy firefight, the three Hamas men guarding the hostages were killed. The Israeli army released footage of the rescue, which has electrified Israelis and given them hope that most of the remaining 132 hostages can be rescued alive. The army has said that at least 30 of them are dead, and it has no information on the others. Linda Gradstein, VOA News, Jerusalem.
Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. The U.S. State Department on Monday said it is not Washington's assessment that Israeli airstrikes in Rafah are the launch of a full-scale offensive in the area where people have been sheltering with the rest of the enclave in ruins and nowhere left to run.
We do not support any military campaign in Rafah going forward as long as they cannot properly account for the 1.1 million people, by some estimates, who are in Rafah today.
U.S. State Department spokesperson Matthew Miller. U.S. President Joe Biden has welcomed Jordan's King Abdullah II to the White House for talks on how to end the months-long war in Gaza and plan for what comes afterward. Standing alongside the king, Biden said, quote, "The key elements of the deal are on the table, though gaps remain."